You say, well, Pastor Anderson, we are living today in the New Testament. So, therefore, everything that you just read from Genesis, everything that you just read from Exodus, and everything that you just read from Leviticus is null and void because we're living in the New Testament. Well, to make that statement is to show basic ignorance of the relationship between Old Testament and New Testament. Because Jesus Christ did not come to eliminate the Old Testament. He did not come to destroy the law. He said, think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Now look, yes, clearly there are changes today in the New Testament from the Old Testament. No question about the fact that the New Testament is different than the Old Testament. But does that mean that the Old Testament is completely null and void from Genesis to Malachi? No. There are specific changes in the New Testament. And look, anything that is not specifically changed in the New Testament still stands. Amen. And God said, I'm not here to eliminate it. I'm not here to destroy it. But he did make changes. For example, the Sabbath day is not something that we observe in the New Testament. And I'm not going to re-preach that sermon. I did a sermon a few weeks ago or months ago where I went through a lot of scripture on that. I showed in Colossians 2 where he says that that was one of the things that was a shadow of things to come. That's not something that came until the Mosaic Law, and it's something that was specifically done away in the New Testament. I'm not going to re-preach that sermon. Okay, other things were done away, the animal sacrifices, the Levitical priesthood, the high priest Aaron, you know, the physical tabernacle that they would use, and all those things. Those things have all been changed. But most of the laws of the Old Testament still stand. It's still a sin to murder. It's still a sin to hit your parents. It's still a sin to cross-dress. It's still a sin to go to bed with these people that he told you not to go to bed with in Leviticus 20. You know, your daughter-in-law, your father's wife, all these people. That's all still a sin. Nowhere in the New Testament does it say, now cross-dressing is fine. Now murder's fine. Now it's okay to steal now. Okay, that's ridiculous because, you know, these things are wrong. They're sinful. They're ungodly things. Now, eating pork isn't something that's just intrinsically sinful. That was one of the things that was done away specifically in the New Testament because it was a ceremonial thing. So what we have in the Old Testament, some people will describe it this way, and I think this is a pretty good way to describe it. We have the ceremonial law and we have the moral law. You know, people sometimes characterize it that way. And the moral law still stands. The ceremonial law, those things are done away in Christ, specifically in the New Testament.